When you delve into sports history, there are the well-known legends, the big victories, the famous defeats. But sometimes you stumble across these really, really strange stories, almost like they've been hidden away.
Absolutely, like lost chapters. And we're going to unpack a particularly bizarre one today, aren't we? From, let me check, 1955.
Yeah, 1955, the Mr. Olympia competition,
Yeah.
the absolute peak for bodybuilders,
Right.
where legacies are supposedly cemented.
Right, the pinnacle. And at the heart of this, well, this baffling incident, is a competitor named Johnny Bravo.
And the core mystery really is,
Yeah.
was his shocking last place finish just, a moment of intense public humiliation, or was there something much, much stranger going on underneath the surface?
It's fascinating. We're piecing this together from a couple of accounts, like the fall of Johnny Bravo and something called fictional narrative analysis. So we should be clear, this might be more legend than fact, but the story itself, it's compelling.
Definitely compelling. Okay, so let's set the scene. Johnny Bravo arrives at the 1955 Mr. Olympia. He's expecting to do well, presumably. Maybe even win.
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, the level of dedication required just to get to the Olympia stage back then, it's almost unimaginable. It's likely his entire world, his whole identity wrapped up in this.
Exactly. That singular focus. And then the results come in. Last place.
Oof. Yeah, that's got to be just a crushing blow, psychologically devastating, especially in a sport so focused on, well, appearance and perfection. It's not like losing a race by a second. It's a judgment on your entire being, almost.
Right. And imagine that rejection, that perceived failure, hitting him on the biggest possible stage. So what happens next? The sources suggest it wasn't quite disappointment.
No, not at all. We're talking an immediate violent eruption. He apparently just snapped, started attacking other competitors, even went after the judges.
Wow. Just chaos breaking out right there in the arena. It's hard to picture, isn't it? That level of reaction just from losing.
It does seem extreme, even accounting for the pressure. I mean, intense competition, the psychology of obsession, the body image stuff. It's a potent mix. People can have extreme emotional reactions, sure. But this reported scale of physical aggression, it feels like something else might be going on.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because the response wasn't just, security guards wrestling him down. This is where it gets genuinely weird. The police arrive. And not just a few patrol cars. We're talking, according to these accounts, over 50 police officers.
50. 50 officers to contain one bodybuilder who's upset about his placing.
That number just leaps out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It screams that this wasn't a typical situation.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly need that many people?
It suggests they were facing something extraordinary, either a level of violence or resistance that was just overwhelming initial efforts, or maybe a perceived danger to everyone around. It implies he was completely out of control in a way that, frankly, sounds almost unbelievable.
Unbelievable is the
Yeah.
word. And it doesn't stop there. They eventually somehow managed to restrain him. But get this, they had to strap him to a chair first.
Strap him down before putting him in the car. That's
Yep.
intense. It really paints a picture of how difficult he was to handle.
Yeah. So they get him strapped to this chair into the back of a police car. You'd think, okay, situation contained,
Yeah.
finally.
You would absolutely think that. End of story, mostly.
Nope. According to the narrative, the police car itself starts shaking violently from the inside.
Staking, like rocking back and forth.
Apparently so hard that the entire car, this big, heavy 1950s police vehicle, actually tips over. It rolls down an embankment, some sort of hill.
Oh my
It
goodness.
ends up plunging into a lake.
Submerged.
With him still inside, strapped to the chair.
That's the story. Rescue crews arrive, but it's too late. He drowns.
Wow. Just what a horrific, bizarre end.
Exactly. So the initial explanation, the sort of official line that gets put out, is uncontrollable rage. Simple as that. Humiliation pushed him over the edge. But does that really track? I mean, pure rage, making someone strong enough to shake a car so violently it tips over and rolls into a lake, even accounting for adrenaline.
It stretches belief, doesn't it? And this is where those other little details in the sources become really intriguing, these rumors of enhanced strength.
Right. That detail, even within a fictional context, it just hangs there. It plants a seed of doubt. Was this just an extreme emotional reaction, or was there something physically different about him in that moment? Something beyond normal human limits?
Could sheer psychological breakdown manifest as that kind of almost superhuman physical force? It's a disturbing thought.
It really is. It pushes up against what we think we know about, mind over matter or the body under extreme stress. Was the uncontrollable rage explanation just simpler, easier than confronting something inexplicable?
which naturally leads you to wonder, could there have been some kind of cover-up, or at least a deliberate downplaying of how strange the whole incident was?
Well, when you have such a chaotic event, a death involving law enforcement, and these really odd details, the 50 officers, the car, the sheer force involved, it's not unreasonable to speculate if the full story was told. Simplifying the narrative to Rage avoids a lot of difficult questions.
Questions like, why did it take 50 officers? Was it just Rage, or was there something else fueling him, something unnatural?
Precisely. What really happened in that police car? Could humiliation and anger alone cause that? It leaves so much room for speculation.
So we're left with this unsettling story. Johnny Bravo, Mr. Olympia hopeful, finishes last, explodes in a way that defies easy explanation, and dies in the most bizarre circumstances imaginable.
A tragic footnote, seemingly scrubbed from the main pages of sports history, maybe because it's just too weird to fit the usual narratives of triumph and defeat.
And the question just lingers, doesn't it? Was the destruction, the death, purely the result of a broken mind and wounded pride? Or was there some other force, something truly inexplicable, maybe even unnatural, driving Johnny Bravo in his final terrible moments?
Makes you wonder what other strange stories might be buried out there, doesn't it? Just beneath the surface of accepted history.